Little Miss Balti by Lila Hargreaves. This is the story of Little Miss Balti. In fact, she is sporty by name and sporty by nature. She is the sportiest person in the world. Now, Little Miss Balti lives in gymnastics land. The worms do headstands and the flowers even do push-ups as you walk by. One sunny day, whilst Little Miss Balti was finishing her energy drink, she heard a loud knock on the door. Little Miss Balti opened the door excitedly. It was Little Miss Posty, the post lady, with a letter for her. "Thank you. I wonder what it is," said Little Miss Balti. Running back inside, she tore the letter open and found an invitation to the Olympics.
And this is what it said. "Dear Little Miss Balti, we would like to invite you to attend this year's Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympic Games 2024. Date, 1st June. Time, 9 a.m. Event, triathlon, swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, the Olympic team."
"I'm feeling really excited but very nervous," said Little Miss Balti. 2 days later, the Olympic Games started. Little Miss Balti decided to warm up by cartwheeling all the way there. The first event to take place was the 1,500-metre swimming race. Little Miss Balti said to herself, "Easy peasy, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this." Mr. Perfect was the referee and he was making sure that everything was fair. "Ready, steady, go!" shouted Mr. Perfect. All the contestants jumped into the pool and started swimming as fast as they could. Suddenly, Mr. Chatterbox started talking and distracted Little Miss Balti. She realised she was in last place. But Little Miss Balti didn't give up. She kept going. Now it was time for the cycling race. Little Miss Balti cycled past Mr. Rush and won the race. Finally, the last race was the running race and Little Miss Balti won this one as well. The final scores were 3rd place,
Mr. Rush.
2nd place,
Mr. Chatterbox.
1st place,
Little Miss Balti.
Little Miss Balti was so happy because she knew she had tried her very best.
The end.